My dear friends in Christ, today on the Septuagesima Sunday, the Church begins a new period, a new season in the liturgical calendar. And we've spoken about this before, how the entire church year is divided into different periods and different seasons, in total of six. Some seasons are seasons of rejoicing, there are other seasons that are seasons of penance, and others of ordinary prayer and work. But by following the liturgical calendar, the cycle of feasts and fasts, and we are presented by Holy Mother the Church with the spirit that she wishes us to have throughout the year. And we sanctify the entire year, and we make sure that it bears fruit that is pleasing to God. And we reflect upon the different mysteries that the Church presents for us in the events that we commemorate throughout the year. And so this liturgical year, this liturgical season that we have begun is the season of Septuagesima. And we know that this is a time before Lent, which lasts 2.5 weeks. It is the shortest season of the six seasons that we observe. And it is that time where the Church wishes us to begin the transition from the Christmas season into the season of Lent. And she realizes how important Lent is, and she gives us this time of Septuagesima to prepare our minds and our hearts and our souls for the spiritual preparation that needs to take place as we enter into the season of Lent, which, as we know, is a season of penance, a season of fasting, a season of extra prayer. And as we think about Septuagesima, we may ask ourselves, well, why is it that this Sunday is called Septuagesima? Now, it is in accordance with the words of the First Council of Orléans, where it was the tradition of some pious Christian congregations in the earliest ages of the Church to begin the fast before Easter, 70 days before the actual feast. So this Sunday, Septuagesima stands for 70, and we are approximately 70 days before the celebration of the Feast of Easter, and that is the same with the next, with the following Sundays. Next Sunday is called Septuagesima, which means 60. The next Sunday will be 60 days. Following Quinquagesima, which stands for 50, and then Quadragesima, which is what Lent is known as, is 40 days. And each of these, like I said, Sundays being 40 days before the Feast of Easter. Now, like I mentioned, in the early church, there was different periods of time that people would observe for the Lent, for the fast before Easter. Some would do 70, some would do 60, others 50, others 40. And it wasn't until Pope Gregory and Pope Gelasius that they set in stone and arranged that all Christians should fast 40 days before Easter. And those 40 days were beginning with Ash Wednesday. So Septuagesima stands for 70, as we are 70 days before Easter. So on this Sunday, we also notice different changes in the liturgy. Obviously, we know that violet is a color of penance, and we today are reminded of this, of the season of penance that is upon our doorstep. We also notice there is no Gloria that was recited, and unless it's a feast day, the Gloria will not be recited in masses of this season. Also, the word Alleluia is no longer mentioned until the glorious Feast of Easter. So in the liturgy, in the Divine Office, in the Mass, there is no longer the word Alleluia that will be mentioned until the Feast of Easter. And in the Divine Office that the priest prayed, the clergy prayed at Vespers last night, there will be ended, where we said farewell to the Alleluia with a double Alleluia at the end. And the, like I said, that will not be mentioned or recited until Easter. And all of these things that we see reflected in the liturgy are to help us to get into the proper mindset and thought of penance. And the Church gradually prepares us for this serious time of penance and sorrow. wherein we reflect upon the sufferings and the passion and the death of Christ upon the cross during the season of Lent. Now, very interestingly, there are many cultures that have non-liturgical celebrations for this time before Lent. We know that in France, for example, they would observe what is known as Mardi Gras, and this is translated literally as Fat Tuesday, but many people misunderstand this, and it is the Fat Tuesday does not mean that people should gorge themselves before the beginning of Lent. That is not the reason why they called it Mardi Gras, but it is called Fat Tuesday because that was the day in which Catholics would use up the remaining meat, the remaining butter, cheese, eggs, and fat that were had in the home. And the Lenten fast was much more strict back in those days. And like I said, cheese, butter, eggs were not permitted at all during the season of Lent. And we know that that it has been relaxed a bit from what it used to be, but nevertheless, like I said, back in those days, they would use up all of the meat, butter, cheese, eggs, and fat that were had in the home, or at least they would put it away. And that is why it was known as Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday. In Italy, there was time before Lent would be known as Carnevale, and that means farewell meat. In England, especially the day before Lent, was known as Shrove Tuesday. And we mentioned before in the past how this is an old English word that means which comes from to shrive, and that means to obtain absolution from confessing one's sins. There is also in certain countries what was known as the burial of the Alleluia. And so what some places would do, especially in France, it was customary to have almost like a funeral procession. They would have a small little box, and they would put a plaque with the word Alleluia on it into this little box, and they would process into the church courtyard with a cross, with thurifer, with servers holding candles, priest vested in cope, and they would carry this little box into the churchyard. They would dig a little hole, bury that box, sprinkle it with some holy water, and then bury it. And it was done right before Lent, and they would go on Easter Sunday and dig that back up and process back into the church with a very glorious ceremony commemorating, like I said, the bringing back of the Alleluia. So these are all, like I said, some non-liturgical celebrations that were observed throughout the world and different cultures. But nevertheless, for us as Catholics, we know that this season that we have begun is a time for us to prepare for the upcoming season of Lent. And so our minds and our thoughts should turn towards meditation on the sufferings and the passion and death of our Lord. So these next three Sundays, as I mentioned, are a transition to Lent. And let us start to get our minds focused. And we know that Lent is a very beneficial, spiritually beneficial season for us. We know that there are many graces, many blessings that God bestows, especially during that holy time of year. And we know that we need to mentally and spiritually prepare and dispose ourselves. And so that is what this season of Septuagesima is meant for, to prepare for the upcoming season of Lent. So on the Sunday, it's time for us to make, like I said, that transition from Christmas to Lent, and for us to start thinking about the sacrifices, the extra prayers we can offer up during the season of Lent, and to do our very best to not be caught unprepared, not be caught by surprise, but to truly make that preparation of our minds, our hearts, and our souls for the penances that we will undertake during the season of Lent. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.